Our first reading is from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, page 705 in your Bibles. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gifts to man. I perceived that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing can be taken from it. God has done it so that people fear before him. That which is already has been. That which is to be already has been. And God seeks what has been driven away. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle lesson is from 2 Peter chapter 3. It's found on page 1308. And we read chapter 3, verses 3 through 10. Knowing this, first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. For they deliberately overlook this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God. And that by means of these, the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. But by the same word, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Luke, page 1115 in your pew Bibles. And we read Luke 13, beginning at verse 1. There were some present at that very time who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans, because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And he told this parable. And a man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, look, for 3 years now I've come seeking fruit on this fig tree and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground? And he answered him, sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Our text is from the book of Ecclesiastes we read earlier. In particular, verse 11, he has made everything beautiful in its time. This is our text. There's a lot of different ways that we think about time. Sometimes we think of it just in terms of moments. Do you remember the time when? Fill in the blank for a second. Some neat little moment maybe is coming into your mind right now. Could have been recent, could have been a long time ago. It's just a moment, but it's something fun to remember, usually. And then we sometimes think of time in terms of, if you will, longer periods. You know, there was a time when... Think about that for a second. Particularly when we get older, those phrases become more frequent in our lives. Sometimes we think in time in terms of generations. In particular, in my own family this year, with the passing of my father and a beloved aunt, I am now the oldest generation in my family. The times have changed. There are good times that we remember. There are bad times we remember. But when we ponder time, God wants us to know in this verse that I have for my text this evening, that in some way, every piece of time is beautiful. We may not understand it at the moment, but it is a promise that he makes to us. And sometimes when we reflect on the moments in our lives, we understand that. For instance, I remember a time that wasn't too comfortable in my life. It was my wedding. The dresses for the bridesmaid had just come in. Now, I'm not much of a dress aficionado, but my understanding is when women are wearing heels, they like to cut the dress a little bit longer in the back and a little shorter in the front. Do some of you understand what I'm talking about? Well, when they sewed together my wife's bridesmaids' dresses, they were 90 degrees off 2 days before the wedding. That was not a good day. Except when we talk about it now. It brings the best laughs as we recount that. It's one of the funnest stories to tell. Didn't seem like that at the time, but now it's a great memory. The wedding still went on. We still got hitched. You know, sometimes when we reflect upon things that seemed terrible in the past, they are now some of our best memories. You know, listen to somebody who grew up during the Depression era and have them tell you the stories of the poverty that they went through. Do they say it with tears in their eyes or with kind of a sense of pride in what they were able to accomplish? It may have seemed harsh and difficult at the time, now is something beautiful. Do you remember a time in your life that you thought the worst thing possible was happening to you? And now you realize it's the best thing that could have happened to you. If you can remember a time like that, raise your hand. Yeah. We always don't see the beauty in particular times at the time that events are happening. God does make everything beautiful in its time. When our Lord Jesus Christ was dying on the cross, there didn't seem to be anything beautiful about that. All but one of his disciples had deserted him. The world itself went dark for 3 hours as he hung on the cross. An innocent man dying. What's beautiful about that? But what do we put in the front of our sanctuaries? A cross. How many of you have a cross on this evening as a piece of jewelry? Raise your hands. What was devised as an instrument of human torture, we now regard as beautiful. And if God can take something so ugly and turn it into something that we glory in wearing, something that we bow before and sing about in so many of the hymns that we cherish, how much more is he able to take the times of our life, those we see as good at the moment, but even those we see as difficult, ugly, horrific, and in time, use them to make something beautiful. That is the promise that God has made. Not only here in Ecclesiastes, but for instance in Romans chapter 8, where Paul writes, God is at work in everything for good, in everything for good, for those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. So the challenge that lies before us as we enter into a new year is, how are we going to remember the times that we had? And how are we going to understand the times that we will have? God, first of all, would not have us fear the moments that may come. They may seem difficult at the time. They may present us with challenges which at the moment seem too great for us to rise above. But nonetheless, he tells us, do not fear. For not even death itself, which to the world seems like the end of time, is for us the beginning of the best of times. And if God can take death itself and turn it into something beautiful, how much more is he capable of taking all the other times that we have in our lives and making something beautiful out of them? Look for the beauty in the moments of your life, in the times of your life, in the eras of your life. God promises to us that it is there. But it is our challenge, in prayerful devotion to God, in constantly keeping his word before us, to discover the beauty that he has placed there in our times. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.